Every day, more and more, the gaming industry completely disappoints me. Whether it's its insane infatuation with trying to nickel and dime you out of every red cent in your pocket, or the ability for the actual industry to then blame you, the consumer and customer, when they don't make enough money after trying to screw you with every kind of product they could ever imagine and every anti-consumer business practice they could in fact come up with. And then to make matters even worse, connecting with companies like Nvidia, AMD, and so many others to use the AI tools not in a proper way like other developers such as Larian and etc., but to go ahead and use those AI tools as actual replacements for developers in the gaming industry to do nothing more than pump out more slop because literally they want to fill a trough and make you eat as much as possible while making sure that they line their pockets. It really is incredibly mind-numbing to see how this entire industry that all of us have grown to love, that all of us truly care deeply about, are doing nothing more than trying to destroy it from the actual inside. And to make matters even worse, it turns out that not only is Nvidia screwing over PC gamers and even console gamers as well, due to the actual RAM crisis potentially causing next generation consoles to be delayed or be astronomically expensive, but it turns out that Nvidia is also now requiring a lot more RAM from other companies, and even then, gaming publishers, gaming developers, and even studios took a massive hit and maybe even began the first steps towards a second gaming crash. And it's just the beginning. Because according to WCCF Tech, Google's Project Genie experiment causes video game stocks to suddenly crash as investors believe games will be made solely with AI. It's so crazy how investors literally run the entire industry, yet know nothing about the industry they're actually investing into. How are we sitting here saying, oh boy, we're going to go ahead and make a ton of money and crash every other game publisher and studio because Project Gemini came out and it looks like this. This is what they're touting as the next video game and how everything's going to be replaced by it. Literally, it had to copy everything from every other game right now for it to even be made, and it doesn't even play well. It's a straightforward running animation. Boy, you done did it. .mp4 is not a video game, you clowns! Sitting here and seeing massive stocks take a tumble in the gaming industry, companies like Take-Two, Microsoft, and so many others literally collapsing in front of our own weight simply because investors said, hey, that looks like a video game. That's going to make games in the future. Let's put our money into that instead, is really the most wild thing to see. I gotta tell you, buy the dip, boys. That's the only way to go. But the problem is, things will in fact get worse. Not only did this cause stocks to crash, but it turns out Nvidia could in fact be the ones to cause the AI bubble to pop, literally on their own, as they jump out of the burning building with a parachute made of gold. But the thing is, there's more to this story, so let's read the article and go from there. WCCF Tech's article starts like this. Google's latest AI-based experiment, Project Genie, has made a massive impression on users and investors alike. Google calls it a generational purpose model, capable of swiftly creating photorealistic three-dimensional environments that can then be explored in a game-like fashion. Anyone can test it out simply by writing a prompt. Of course, interaction is extremely limited. You can only move around and jump in these environments. Still, it is very impressive to the point that it caused the stocks of many video game companies to crash as investors suddenly believed games would soon be made entirely with AI. Look, I'm going to be honest about things. AI is going to be a massive influence and tool in game development. There's literally no stopping it. That genie has already been popped out of that actual lamp. The difference is, though, is how are game developers and publishers going to influence and use this tool directly? We've seen companies like Larian use it for storyboarding or even going around. They're using it as mood boards as well, even though they did an AMA about it and said they're not going to do it anymore, but they're still going to do it, more than likely. You can pretty much bet on it as well. But in my opinion, I think investors are still way too ahead of the curve on what they actually think will happen with generative AI and where things will actually be going. Do I think it's going to be a full-on replacement? Absolutely not. Simply because all the AI in fact does is pretty much copy whatever else has been made right now. Here's a good Dark Souls example. Boy, looks just like Dark Souls 3, doesn't it? Except That's literally all it is. It's a copy of Dark Souls 3. It can't create anything new on its own. This kind of work could be good if you're, let's say, new to being a game developer and you're trying to get your idea across or trying to figure out what you want to show or how things you want to play and then using that as an example to then make the game afterwards. Having it as a full replacement pretty much isn't going to work for, in my opinion, quite a long time. Yeah, we've seen Will Smith eat spaghetti and it's gotten really good. And sure, AI images have been getting a bit more harder to detect online, but the difference is this. Using AI as a tool itself and not a replacement is going to be the way to go. And people aren't really understanding that, especially these investors. Steam has been a huge advocate for the consumer and helping customers know if a game has generative AI in its game or not, especially on the side where you interact with the game directly. This could be a huge issue moving forward, especially with how things are going. But I think the crazier part is what happened to the gaming industry itself and the stocks that took a tumble. Because when you hear these names, it's pretty much gonna shock you. The article continues by saying this, game developers and publishers also took a big hit. Take-Two Interactive, the label behind Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, Borderlands, and NBA 2K, lost nearly 10%. CD Projekt Red, the Polish developer behind The Witcher series and Cyberpunk 2077, fell by 8%. But Roblox Corporation had a sharper fall than both, losing 13%. Even so, Project Genie handles the rendering. Everything else would have to be added in by the developers. That is more or less the vision shared by a couple of years ago by NVIDIA's VP of Applied Deep Learning Research, Brian Catanzaro. I want you to stop and think about that. NVIDIA's VP of Applied Deep Learning Research literally admitted exactly what's going to be happening in the gaming industry. They're literally behind the entire thing. They're behind the RAM apocalypse. They're behind all the price hikes. They're behind the actual shortages. And now they're behind game developers basically losing everything and you being fed nothing but slop. Gee, I wonder why we keep talking about them. With the article saying, back then, the man behind DLSS imagined that DLSS 10 could render a game's entire visuals using AI-powered neural rendering, interfacing with a game engine to make it feel like an actual game. We might be heading toward that future, but there's no need for developers to fret. We still need them, that's for sure. And here's the funny part about that. Sure, publishers still need developers right now, but you can bet your sweet bippy the moment that Project Genie begins to really show some actual movement towards proper game mechanics and everything else, they're going to go ahead and can everybody out and still charge you $100 per video game. The fact that even Take-Two, who's going to be releasing Grand Theft Auto 6 probably this year, really took a tumble should speak volumes to anybody as well, basically being probably the biggest game of the generation or even then some. That should be incredibly alarming to a lot of people in the gaming space, especially the ones that are looking forward to this kind of game or games like it in the future. And we even saw games like Roblox take a hit, which makes a ton of money hand over fist. We saw everybody else take a hit as well, and that's the crazy part too. Game studios that are lauded and beloved and also gone through and made massive amounts of money and millions of dollars are the ones taking the biggest hit overall. Project Genie could be a great thing for indie devs to storyboard things or create different ideas of how they want the game to look or play. But the thing is, once it gets to a point, we're seeing NVIDIA literally want to go ahead and remove the actual developer from the equation and use their neural network to basically make the game on the fly. Hell, and if you don't believe me, look at DLSS right now. We went from one AI-generated frame in between each real frame to three, now to six. We're basically getting fake FPS across the board and are being sold graphics cards at an exorbitant amount of money, simply because they want to sell you DLSS rather than actually sell you a GPU. But speaking of NVIDIA, it looks like things may in fact go from bad to worse. Not because they're basically trying to take over the entire industry and be the de facto tech monopoly in the planet. What they're trying to do now is basically bully you into submission and take everything you own. Because according to PC Gamer, their tweet says this, quote, TSMC needs to work very hard this year because I need a lot of wafers, says NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang outside of a $1 trillion dinner for top tech manufacturers in Taiwan. You know what's crazy about that? It's not about, hey, we need a lot of wafers to make GPUs for our users and our customers. No, they need a lot of wafers to make those H200 chips to sell to every other major company, every other AI company, and then send them off across the seas over to China so he can make even more trillions of dollars. And to have a $1 trillion dinner outside of Taiwan, oh, if you don't know who's running the show, now you... How is this dude literally still walking around and acting like this and literally saying, hey, TSMC, the one company that's saying we're not going to put all our eggs into the AI basket, the one company that said, you know what, hey, we may have made a lot of money, but we still don't want to go all in on this thing, the one company that literally makes practically almost every other wafer for every other actual manufacturer and GPU creator, yeah, it's them. They're the ones going, I don't know, guys. Maybe we should kind of back off on this. Here comes good old Jensen saying, I need more wafers. We're going to have a $1 trillion year. That's how things are going to go. The guy at the middle of the bubble telling everybody else what to do. And when the fucking thing pops, he's gone like dust in the wind, baby. But if you haven't learned the theme about this entire set of series, it's going to get worse. Because the other day, we saw the actual stretch in the bubble of AI. And things are going to pop incredibly violently. Bloomberg reported the other day saying this, NVIDIA's negotiations to invest as much as $100 billion in ChatGPT maker OpenAI have broken down. The Wall Street Journal reported, exposing a potential rift between the two most powerful companies in the AI industry. In fact, the very next day, things got even worse because Tom's Hardware reported this too. NVIDIA's plan to invest $100 billion into OpenAI appears unlikely. Jensen reported that criticizing OpenAI's business decisions in private discussions. So now we're seeing the entire bubble begin to, in fact, start to burst. Even Jensen himself is telling OpenAI, we're not going to give you $100 billion. That thing you guys have been doing, the entire model that you guys have, it's not sustainable. It got so bad that OpenAI is now going to begin putting ads into even the paid tier of ChatGPT, which means everything happening around the scope, even Google's Project Genie and Project Gemini, are advancing and catching up to OpenAI and ChatGPT as well. So now we're seeing investors get skittish, begin to pull away, not give as much money to OpenAI as required. And we're seeing all those wafers and all that RAM and every other major fab companies like Micron leave the consumer gaming space for Crucial. We're seeing everybody else begin to increase prices of RAM as well, increasing the cost of everything, making game development even more difficult, game hardware ownership even more difficult, simply because they require that memory as well. And also, we're now seeing NVIDIA's and AMD begin to follow the exact same suit. Because when we heard that the 5070 Ti was going to be canceled or put to end of life, NVIDIA assured us that wouldn't happen. Yet if you try to find a 5070 Ti right now, it's almost impossible, or it's incredibly highly marked and priced out of any affordable actual purchase. But the funnier part is, it's not just NVIDIA doing this. It turns out AMD lied to everybody as well. Because according to WCCF Tech, AMD Radeon, quote, gaming GPUs to incur another price bump this quarter. Report states pricing is expected to reach similar levels as NVIDIA. With the article saying this, the cost price increase in January, though small, stimulated downstream distributors to stock up. According to the latest news from manufacturers, some AMD graphics card manufacturers may implement a second cost price increase starting in February or March. The extent of the increase is unclear, but the strategy is expected to be to catch up with the cost price level of comparable NVIDIA models, maintaining a price similar to corresponding NVIDIA models. So instead of AMD saying, you know what, hey, we're not going to join this rat race, we're not going to be part of this entire thing, we're going to go ahead and still give our customers exactly what they need, good, efficient, capable GPUs that literally work with what they need at a comparable cost, giving them the power and the actual user base that is required for them to be successful, whether in gaming or in their personal lives. But what did AMD do instead? We're going to follow everything NVIDIA does as well, because clearly they have no clue what the fuck they're doing. They literally don't. AMD AMD, like I said before, is going to be the one place where we're going to be screwed even harder than what NVIDIA does to customers right now. Because AMD designs the boards for the PlayStation 5 and even the PS6, and also for the Xbox Series consoles and the next generation Magnus as well. They are also responsible for the boards part of the Steam Machine 2. That's right, it always comes back to that. AMD has these contracts with practically every single game developer and game console manufacturer and so many pieces of hardware. Yet here they are doing the exact same thing NVIDIA does, even though they don't have the infrastructure to do it, but they want to follow along in those exact same footsteps, raising the pricing of everything. Not only are GPU prices increasing right now, but we're going to be seeing another price increase for RAM as well this year. So NVIDIA literally created the AI bubble, duped the entire gaming industry and the tech industry to invest tons of money into it, expanded it to an astronomical degree, and then when they found out that, hey, we're not actually making any money, we're just passing around debts back and forth between each other in IOUs, which everybody saw coming, by the way, it turns out that they're no longer going to be investing their own money into OpenAI, which is also crazy because everybody else has their money in AI and in NVIDIA too. So if NVIDIA is not going to be investing into OpenAI, they're not going to be investing into every other AI company as well, which means companies like Oracle are tweeting stuff like this. Oracle tweeted out yesterday, the NVIDIA OpenAI deal has zero impact on our financial relationship with OpenAI. We remain highly confident in OpenAI's ability to raise funds and meet its commitments. No, you don't. No, you don't, because if you actually felt that way, you wouldn't have made that tweet. You're actually like that one scene that we've all seen before. Nothing to see here, folks. Everything is fine as the entire house and block is burning behind them. This is going to be an astronomically horrible thing because it's not only going to impact everyone in video games, it's going to impact you as well. They're going to keep raising the floor of pricing. They're going to keep screwing you over as a customer, and they're going to keep raising the prices and also having less options for you as a customer to have local actual hardware for you to obtain. And if they do give you hardware, it's going to be incredibly expensive because even OpenAI themselves can't even afford it. According to Financelot on Twitter, he says this, all eyes on memory manufacturers. If NVIDIA is pulling the plug on Sam Altman, that means he's not good for the money. This means Sam Altman's contract to buy 40% of the global memory supply is a lie because he can't pay. So here it comes, ladies and gentlemen, exactly what we all predicted. Micron will come crawling back when the bubble pops, and when they do, let them burn. NVIDIA and AMD will in fact also come crawling back when the bubble pops. And when they do, let them learn. That's the thing. These companies think this is going to last forever. Like they thought NFTs would last forever. Like they thought Bitcoin mining would last forever. It's always a disruptor and it's always a catch. And they always go after the quick buck, never understanding that the one thing that's always been there for them since the beginning that made them who they are literally you and me, the customer and the consumer. And when they come crawling back and Sam Altman has to dump all those wafers back to all those companies and RAM goes even cheaper than it was before, you're going to be seeing things get really weird really fast. And the fire sales will be hot and they will be livid. But me, no. I'll be more than happy with what I have right now, playing old games and retro games, and even then, getting a Steam machine to get even deeper into Linux as well. That's what she said. And I'll be more than happy to do that on a consistent basis, because you'll be damn sure you're not going to try and con me into a subscription service only model, into a streaming only model like Xbox and NVIDIA want you to do. These companies are running scared, they're running rabid, and they don't know how to get their money back from the IOUs they've traded each other. And when it pops, we'll all be here to sit back and laugh, because truly the gaming industry will crash. And when it does, I can't wait to get the marshmallows. But with that being said, I want to hear what you guys have to say about this in the comments section down below. Do you think this bubble will burst like I do? Or do you think it's going to continually expand and things are going to get worse for the consumer overall in the future? I want to hear what you guys have to say. And speaking about what you guys have to say, here in fact is the comment of the day from yesterday's video. Zach Pien says this, they want to force Steam to take part in their enshittification. Zach, truer words have never been said, my boy. Epic Games is trying to do it, NVIDIA and AMD are trying to do it, and they're trying to hold everybody accountable and put people into a box that nobody wants to be put in. And the enshittification will continue until we all pull our money out and they've got nothing else to go with. But hey, like I said, if you want to be part of the comment of the day, I still want to hear what you guys have to say. So let me know. You'll be in tomorrow's video more than likely if it's pretty good. And if you want to see more of this kind of content though, more PC port reviews, gaming news, Steam Deck videos, fanboy content, and even live streams every Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, subscribe to the channel. We're on our way to 107K. And I just want to say thank you guys so very much. It really is incredibly amazing. You guys are awesome. If you want more access, though, like Discord access or most during live streams, become a YouTube member. It's as low as a dollar. If you don't want to spend the buck, don't sweat it. Just come on down every Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the channel, as I wear a banana suit and get insulted by 800 people with TTS. It's a hell of a show. Trust me. Every Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the channel. With all that being said, though, thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you have a great one. And I'll see you gooners next time. Peace!